The second feature this week sees a brief return of Neil Haverson to the evening news and an update to news of Fortress H. The feature is read by Sue Potter.
It's been almost 12 months since the last of my regular dispatches appeared on the evening news. Over the past year, several people have asked how life is progressing at the Fortress H. So I thought I'd lower the drawbridge briefly to give you a glimpse of how I'm coping. You won't be surprised to know that the hierarchy remains the same. Mrs. H sets the agenda, allocating yours truly with a list of action points. On the domestic front, I think I've finally earned my wings. Readers may recall my role as kitchen labourer, chopping vegetables and washing up. Well, I have since graduated to doing some cooking, but of course, I'm monitored. You really should put more broccoli in. It's good for you. Well, at least I can control how much of what goes in. When it comes to housework, I've worked hard to get my hoovering badge. Armed with dusters, fluffy things on sticks, and a vacuum cleaner, I go forth into the North Wing with Mrs. H. She's motivational words echoing in my ears. Get in all the nooks and crannies, and my favourite, fingernails in the edges. This is telling me to get any grot from around the window frames caused by condensation. An inspection follows. Ornaments and furniture are returned to their correct positions. We've made several trips to the fortress outpost in Nottingham, home of Brett, Minor, Catherine, and our 16-month-old granddaughter, Brett Minor. She's exhibiting all the traits of her aunt, Brett Major. When she was the same age, she knew exactly what she wants. What she wants and how she wants to do it. Brat Minor can look forward to some serious toddler tantrums and turbulent teenage years. The journey to Nottingham involves 3 hours plus. In the car with Mrs. H, I have no choice but to listen to what needs painting, cleaning, buying, repairing, digging, pruning. How she can't find a suitable top. He's cut my hair too short round the ears this time. I do play the selective hearing card. Sorry, didn't catch that. Don't want to miss the slip road to the M1. Suddenly she explodes. No, no, that's stupid. I'm not sure if she's betraying me or having one of her rants at the sat-nav. At home, I do have a place of sanctuary on the fortress estate, the vegetable patch. Just going to do a bit of hoeing. As head gardener, Mrs. H supervises my green-fingered activities. I gained a new respect for her when she shared me her knowledge of composting. She made soothing noises when I had a hissy fit because my carefully crafted wigwam for the run of beans blew down in strong winds. And she joined me in trying to solve the great tomato mystery. We stood together by the vegetable patch, heads bowed to the soil, as if observing a minute's silence, trying to work out how I had managed the impossible. I sowed a row of parsnip seeds. When they poked through, I thinned them. Then I sowed a second row. As the first lot grew, I thought they didn't look like parsnips. They weren't. To my astonishment, up came a row of tomato plants. Yet the second row of seeds from the same packet were parsnips. I hadn't even bought any tomato seeds. The mystery remains unsolved. No longer writing the regular dispatch has robbed me of one thing. If Mrs. H and I had a spat, my response went out in print the following Saturday. I achieved something we chaps really experienced. The last word. Ink in my blood. Neil Haverson's autobiography includes 50 of his favourite columns, published by Paul Dickinson. It is available from bookshops including Jarrell's, Norwich and Cromer Holt Bookshop, and online from allthingsnorfolk.com and Amazon. An audio version narrated by Brat Miner is also available.